especially relevant to this coming fall. Many students, whatever grade level they're in, are going to be in some kind of asynchronous learning through digital technology environment for the first time in history, really. And I think that procrastination, like at some point, please watch this 30-minute video, is going to be a real problem.
And so if psychology has accomplished anything, I would like to think it has accomplished some guidelines for getting things done, for setting goals and so on. So what do you have?
Okay. The first tip is to break down a big task into small tasks.
Chunk it.
Exactly. Chunk.
I think of the chunky chocolate bar.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they still make that.
You know, I'm afraid to bring up any food I like because we had the rum raisin fiasco a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm coming around on the rum raisin. Okay, so chunking, let's just use that word. But basically, you take a big task and you break it out into a series of smaller tasks. So an example would be you're writing a book and it's just, oh, the dread.
My stomach hurts the minute you say those words.
Right. I mean, it's terrifying, horrifying, so hard. But if you think like today, my job is to make progress on the book, who wants to do that? But if you say, okay, let me just take this one subtask, like what I really need to do is review my editor's notes that they emailed me. That's a tiny fraction of a fraction of a fraction of what you really have to do. But I think that works in part because the dread is often because when thinking of an enormous task, you are kind of anticipating
the enormity.
Yeah, the enormity, the lack of progress. So Al Bandura, one of my favorite psychologists, who, by the way, you were just talking about locus of control, was very much a pioneer in this idea of human nature as being like agentic. Al Bandura did a study of kids. These kids, I think they were like elementary school kids. They were learning math. And so their condition was, here's all this math and here are all the pages you have to learn, et cetera. And the other condition was a sub-goal condition where they were given the same exact assignment, just framed a little differently. Like this week, do these pages. The next week, you would do these pages. And it was literally the same amount of work. And the kids who had this divided up did better. And when I think of my own life, when I end up procrastinating or even when I'm just not making progress on something, I always think, got to do what those kids in the Bandura study did. I have to actually start breaking these down into smaller bites. And if I can, I'll do better. And if I can't, then it means I probably have to go even smaller.
Mm-hmm. So especially when I was writing books and even before I wrote books, when I was just a student writing and so on, and I was intimidated by the assignment, I would think, you know I need to work on this, but I don't feel like I'm ready or I don't want to. But you know what? I'm just going to pull it up. I'm going to get out the paper, pull up the file on the computer, and I'm just going to look at the notes that I made, or I'm going to just look at what I wrote yesterday. And then the mind engages, and the next thing I know, I've been writing for 2 hours. And to me, that's just self-deception. I'm curious whether you think that's maybe sustainable and a good idea or ridiculous and to be avoided.
I do it myself. So therefore, of course, I think it's a wonderful idea. Let's take exercise. Not a lot of people are writing books, but almost everyone's trying to exercise. And sometimes when I think, oh, I should do an hour of online Pilates class, it's like, I don't want to do that. really don't want to do that. Well, maybe I'll do it at 4 o'clock. Well, maybe I'll do it at 6 o'clock. Well, I guess it's not going to happen today, so I'll do it tomorrow, right? But here's a tricking of myself that I do that sounds a lot like what you do, which is like, well, I'll just get into this tank top. And like, whatever, I could still not do it. Once I get into the tank top, I'm like, well, fine. I mean, I could just find the right video. Don't have to do the video. And then you're right. As soon as you do like 1 minute of an exercise video, it's in a way easier to keep doing the video than to stop doing the video. So I think this idea of tricking yourself is maybe more about where you're putting your attention. And if you're just putting your attention at the very front end of something, then you're not seeing the enormity, right? So there's all kinds of ways to avoid dread. One is to literally make the task smaller. But another one is to just put your eyeballs at the little front end, which isn't so bad. And then by the time you get into it, you'll be in a different place.
So that we can